And welcome back to Coach's Corner on KNIA Radio. We're joined now by Norwalk Boys Cross Country Coach Chad Larson as we take a look ahead at the 2024 season. Before we do look ahead, we look back at last fall. The team makes another trip to the state meet for the fifth year in a row. You ended up placing 13th at that state meet. And Noah Burrow, your only senior that was running that day, ends his career with a state medal in Fort Dodge.
Yeah, I mean, we were obviously excited to participate in the state meet again for the fifth year. I think we anticipated or hoped that we'd have a little better finish. The middle of that group, anywhere from, you know, 6 through 13, I think on any given day, could have finished in any different order. Yeah, and like you said, Noah had an outstanding race finishing his high school career. But he was only senior, so we get all 6 guys back coming this year, and that makes it for an exciting year coming back.
Yeah, we'll talk about some of those guys here soon. But first of all, just how has the summer been going for the guys and their training, and then how have they been looking here in these early practices?
Yeah, the guys have really bought in over the years to commit themselves over the summer, put in some good training. First couple weeks of practice have been really good practices. Right now, knock on wood, we've got everybody healthy, which will be, I don't know, critical for us. They all look great. I mean, we'll you know, time will tell when we get on the course on Tuesday at the DMAC Incan Centennial Meet, but it's looking good so far anyways.
And the guys that are back off your varsity squad from the state meet a year ago, Tony Anania, Tegan Krawlick, Grant Wallace, Sam Parker, Corbin Oswald, and Henry Gross. And we'll talk about Tony first. 28th at the state cross-country meet last year, and then has the a track season to remember, winning state championship and a Drake Relays championship along the way. Do you feel like he's got a lot of momentum now to carry over to cross-country, or are the sports that different that you just never know?
The sports are different, but Tony is a different runner than he was a year ago. And he was a different runner from cross-country season to the start of track season. He made a transition. He dedicated himself fully to the track season, and it showed. I mean, he had one of the most outstanding high school track seasons that I've witnessed, and it was fun to be part of. I have high hopes and expectations for Tony this year. I know he has high expectations for himself. So I think he's coming into the season, you know, with the right mindset and right work ethic. He's put in the work, and he's ready to take the next step for cross country, as like he did in track.
How about some of the other guys that are back? Are all these guys expected to be in that top 7 again, or is there some competition coming from the JV to push those guys?
Yeah, I do expect all 6 of those guys to, you know, press for the top 7 varsity spots again. We did have some pretty good freshmen finished the season last year that will be challenging, as well as a couple seniors that will be challenging for those varsity spots. Axel Beaton had a really good NXR race last year, running 16:40 at the Sioux Falls course. He did really well in our time trial. I think he'll be pressing for varsity all season long. Sam Burrow, you know, Noah's little brother, is a sophomore this year. He was beating Noah's times, you know, if you compare him as freshman. He's having a really solid summer as well. A.J. Muscata is always right there, and I think he'll be ready to be pressing for varsity spots. And then Lane Osterlo, junior this year, he's looking to be in that mix as well, at least in the top 10. So we've got a pretty solid, you know, top end of the team, and so it's going to be interesting to see how they all play out as the season goes and progresses.
And I know that Noah was kind of a vocal leader on that team last year as well. Who do you look to this year, maybe some of your seniors, as those leaders in the huddle?
Yeah, I think all the seniors are really, really good leaders. Tony obviously is there as a leader, and he's got the, you know, the hardware to show for it as well, to back up some of his expectations of the team. Henry has always been an outstanding leader. Corbin, Grant Wallace, those guys are great leaders. AJ is a leader as well. They bring a ton of experience. They've all run all 4 years. They know cross country inside and out. just very, very good leaders, very inclusive of everybody on the team. I'm fortunate to have guys like this that have really built and build on our culture. Makes us a totally better team with guys like that.
Well, you've got your season opener coming up on Tuesday, as you mentioned, at DMAC, the Ankeny Centennial Invite. It's going to be hot. The weather's supposed to heat up over the weekend, but I'm sure your guys have trained a lot in the heat throughout the summer.
Yeah. Obviously, you have no choice but to train sometimes in some of the heat. I think it will throw a few guys off when we have a really cooler week this week and then jumping right into the heat again next week. But I think we're ready for it. Some outstanding competition there. So we'll be tested right off the bat and see kind of where we fit, at least during the season. I know it's a long season, but should be able to get a good feel for where we stand.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk boys cross country coach Chad Larson on Coach's Corner. As you look at the schedule throughout the season, is it a lot of the same meets from past years or any new meets on the schedule this year?
Yeah, good question. Because of the rollback year, we did have some changes with the schedule. So the state of Iowa moved all the meets back and practice schedule back a week from previous years. This year, the Heartland Classic at Pella overlaps with the GRIAC Invitational up in Minnesota. So we elected to go to Pella Heartland, and we'll miss out on the GRIAC this year. And then in this place, we're going to go to Cedar Rapids, Kennedy this year in between Heartland and the Wartburg meet. Otherwise, everything else is the same.
And it's a schedule that really it has prepared you for the end of the season, conference, state qualifier, state, because you run at some of the best meets in the state.
Yeah, no doubt. We purposely look to these high-quality meets with a lot of fantastic competition. Just about every meet, we'll see teams ranked in the top 10 every single meet. So very, very good competition. It's fun for the guys where, you know, some of these are huge meets, and by the time we get to the state meet, they'll feel a little bit smaller than what they've been running at.
So, again, you've got a veteran team. You've got some good depth. What are your expectations for 2024? You know, start with the conference. It's always a good conference as well. And where would you like to, you know, maybe place there? And then what are your thoughts as far as when you get to the postseason?
Yeah, we set team goals, certainly for conference, districts, and state. We do have a really solid team, I think. Our conference is fantastic. You know, Pella's won the conference last year. They have another strong team again this year. Keenan Dunham has he's back. You know, he won state last year in 3A. They're going to be a really good team. Dallas Center Grimes is going to be fantastic again this year. So I think it's going to be a race between us three. I think we got a chance to get back into the win column if we stay healthy and continue down the path we're on. And then obviously, when we get to the state meet, I think we've got a chance for the podium. We've got work to do. Some outstanding teams again. The same culprits that seem to be up at the top every year with Dowling, Ankeny, and Cedar Falls. Waukee Northwest will be up there. Johnston is always up there. So we've got some work to do there as well. But our goal is to get to the podium this year.
And the state qualifying meet to. You don't know yet where that's going to be, right?
That's correct. Yep. We won't learn that until after the conference meet.
Okay. Anything else to add about what you have on this team this year and what you're thinking about how well they can do?
No, I'm just really excited for the team, for the season to get going. Team's been working really hard, and we're all looking forward to get some races under our belt.
All right, that's been Norwalk boys cross country coach Chad Larson. Thanks for the time, and good luck to you guys throughout the season.